This is Mark White.
And I'm Katie Smith.
And we're coming to you from the Butcher Meat Co. in Vonmont, Alabama, inviting you to the Butcher's 4th Annual Smoke and Flames Barbecue Cook-Off. Katie, tell us about it.
We are a KCBS-sanctioned event. We are still accepting teams. We're going to have arts and crafts vendors all day long, a kids zone, People's Choice Boston Butt Competition. You can try all the barbecue. Chuck Wagon Food Truck, best food truck in Cullman County. We're so excited.
Find out more information at butchersmokeandflames.com.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers 3 stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us as we continue to share real stories about real people who are looking for ways that we can make a difference, even when that person who needs our help may be many, many miles away. A few days ago, I received a message from Darcy Munoz-Sensores about a family facing an incredibly difficult situation in Mexico. At the center of this story is a five-year-old little boy named Evans Enrique Sensores Gutierrez. His mother, Bernice Gutierrez Castañeda, has already been fighting a battle of her own. She recently went through a double mastectomy and completed chemotherapy. She reached the moment that so many cancer patients and their families hope for and pray for, and she was able to ring the bell marking the completion of her treatments. Then Evans became sick. Evans developed appendicitis, and his condition became an emergency when his appendix ruptured. He required surgery and now needs continued medical treatments as he recovers. His family has been presented with significant medical expenses at a time when Bernice has already been through months of cancer treatment herself. Darcy, who's a longtime friend, reached out to me because she wanted people to know what this mother and her little boy are facing. Today, both Darcy and Bernice are joining me to tell the story themselves, and Darcy is going to translate for us during the conversation. Darcy and Bernice, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you. Gracias.
Darcy, I want to begin with you because you're the person who brought this family to my attention. Tell us about your connection to Bernice and Evans.
So Bernice is my sister-in-law, my husband's sister-in-law. I've known them for about 5 years now. And what I've known of Bernice is she's just a mom who is constantly going for her little boy. Her little boy also has autism. And this mom, even going through her cancer treatments, has never missed a therapy that her child has needed and has done everything that she can, from selling clothes to food, whatever she can, to find a way to make the ends meet. So I am honored to be able to help them in any way that I can, and you were the person who I thought of.
Well, I thank you for thinking of me, because that's what we try to do through the Mark White Show, is help individuals wherever they are, because I've had help myself. I grew up, as I've mentioned before, my grandfather and grandmother took me when I was 9 years old, got custody of me. I had medical issues myself and received a lot of assistance from many people who showed that they cared, and I really, through my life, want other people to feel that same way. And so obviously Bernice and Evans need this right now. When did you first hear about Evans' illness, Darcy?
It was about 5 days ago that Bernice, she just kind of contacted me and let me know, hey, I'm requesting some prayers for my son, and kind of went into, you know, letting us know that he was just having some abdominal pains, really was what it was, but it developed very quickly, the situation where the appendix did rupture.
Knowing what Bernice had gone through already, and now to have Evans with this health issue come up, what were you thinking in this situation?
The first thing I told my husband is, man, this girl, she can't catch a break. You know, sometimes we think we have it bad, but she's a person who I think is continuously struggling, and she doesn't give up. So I was just thinking, I want to be able to help somehow.
For people listening in the United States right now, and even parts of Mexico, what would you want them to understand about Bernice and the situation that her family is facing right now?
So as opposed to here in America, where the large majority have some type of health insurance or can go to an ER and receive that emergency care when they have the need, in Mexico, that is not the case. There are hospitals that are public, but they don't have as much as gauze. Okay. If you want to get treatment, you will need to go to the pharmacy, bring in whatever you need for you to get taken care of. So when she was faced with something as serious as appendicitis and the urgency of it about to rupture, she was kind of hit with a bill like, here, go, you know, get this money and then we'll take care of him. It actually came to the point where they did tell her, you know what, we're going to let it rupture because you haven't got the funds yet. And unfortunately, it did get to that point, and that is when a surgeon decided to step in. So now they took care of him because it was an emergency and the child was in severe need. But now it's the continuous antibiotics, you know, and the supplies that are needed, the hospitalization, those charges are still her responsibility solely.
Okay, Darcy, if you'll put your translator hat on for me.
All righty.
All right. So, Bernice, I know you've been through so much personally before your son ever became sick. Would you share a little bit about your own cancer journey and what the past several months have been like for you?
Okay, Berenice, yo ya estoy al tanto de que tú has pasado tanto antes de que se enfermara tu hijo. ¿Puedes compartir un poquito de tu historia del cáncer y cómo los últimos meses han sido para ti?
Pues hace 2 años, sí, más de 2 años, fue que me detectaron lo que es el cáncer de seno en el lado derecho. De ahí empecé con mi tratamiento, me pusieron 6 quimioterapias, descansé 2 meses y en febrero del 2025 fue que me quitaron mi seno. Pues ahora sí de los tratamientos, ¿no? Para empezar en pura revisión, y ya ahorita pues me tocó con mi bebé otra vez.
Okay, so about a little bit over 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer in my right breast. And after six chemotherapies, we were thinking that we had made a little success, but then it did come down to the point where I was in revision, and they did in 2025 diagnose me with cancer in the left breast as well. So it has been chemo after chemo, treatment after treatment. And it's been hard, and I've been taking care of my child, and now it's his turn. He's the one now battling an illness.
You recently finished chemotherapy and were able to ring the bell. After everything you had endured, what did reaching that moment of ringing the bell mean to you, Bernice?
Recientemente te tocó sonar la campana al final de tu tratamiento de cáncer. Después de todo lo que has pasado, ¿qué sentiste tú? ¿Qué significó para ti poder sonar la campana?
Pues fue una prueba que Dios me puso, bueno, para como que un nuevo comienzo de vida, ¿no? Por todo lo que yo ya había pasado, pues anteriormente, ¿no? Yo lo llamo como que un nuevo comienzo de vida porque Dios te da una nueva oportunidad para volver a estar aquí. Pues ahora sí bien, con tu familia, tus hijos.
Okay, to me it seemed like it was a trial that was ending that God had sent me. It seemed like a new opportunity that God had given me to be here, to be with my kids. And it felt good knowing that I had completed that and I was going to get to start over.
Then your attention suddenly had to turn from your own recovery to your five-year-old son, Elvin. When did you first realize that something was wrong with Evans?
Y de repente te tocó cambiar tu atención a tu recuperación, ahora a la atención del cuidado de Evans. ¿En qué momento fue que tú te diste cuenta que Evans estaba mal?
Desde el día sábado que empezó con vómito y temperatura. Y ya pues de ahí al otro día, pues yo por ahorrar, ¿no? Lo llevé al hospital de gobierno. Realmente aquí en México, pues no tenemos una atención así al 100%. Tenemos falta de medicamentos, de muchas cosas.
So it was Saturday morning that Evans began throwing up, and I waited till the next day, maybe to save, maybe because I didn't have, but I ended up taking him to the public hospital, but there was, you know, there was no medication and there was no availability for him.
What symptoms other than throwing up were happening when you took him to receive care?
¿Qué síntomas aparte del vómito tenía el niño cuando lo llevó a buscar ayuda?
Pues me decía que le dolía la pancita.
So he would let me know that his stomach was hurting.
And at what point did you learn that he had appendicitis?
¿En qué momento fue que te dijeron que tenía apendicitis?
Hasta el día martes, porque yo en lo que lo tuve en el hospital de gobierno, ahí me dijeron que era gastroenteritis aguda y me recetaron medicamentos y lo que podía darle por lo de su autismo, que no toma los medicamentos, pues lo poquito, pues yo decía, no, le va a hacer lentamente. Pero ya el día martes, no, yo lo vi súper mal, y fue que decidí traerlo aquí, pues ahora sí al hospital de paga.
On Tuesday, when he was at the public hospital, they were just telling me it's gastroenteritis. These are some medications he can take. He's going to be fine. There, with his autism, he will not swallow medication. So there was limited options for the medication. So she said, okay, maybe it's just going to take longer to work. But then I realized, no, this is not something that's getting better. He continued to get worse. And that is when she decided to bring him to the private pay hospital.
Can you take us through what happened from the time you arrived seeking medical care until he was finally taken to surgery?
Explícanos un poquito de lo que pasó desde el momento que tú fuiste a buscar la ayuda al momento a que lo operan. Explícanos un poquito del momento en que tú buscas ayuda hasta el momento que finalmente lo operan.
Ah, okay, mira, pues lo traje aquí al hospital y ya me lo checaron, le sacaron estudios, me dijeron lo mal que estaba. Y pues el cirujano me dijo, ¿es cirugía? Sí o sí, me dijo. Y pero pues ya tú tienes que decidir. Y en ese momento, pues la verdad no pensé en si iba a tener o no iba a tener. Y yo le dije que sí, que me lo operara.
Okay, so I brought him here to this hospital and they did run a multitude of studies. The surgeon came and talked to me. He needs surgery. There's no option about that. And he says, you decide, how we move forward. And of course, I didn't think about if I'm going to have or not have to be able to take care of this. But I said, well, let's go ahead and do what needs to be done. And so we went forward with the surgery.
Right now, folks, we're talking with Darcy Munoz-Sensores. She's a longtime friend, been a friend of our family for a long time. And Darcy reached out to me about five-year-old Evans Enrique Sensores Gutierrez. And his mother right now, Bernice Gutierrez Castaneda, has been fighting a battle of her own with breast cancer. Evans also lives with autism, and now he's battling this health issue as well. There's a lot going on in this family, and we want to try to help. They are currently in Mexico, and we're going to go into another segment. Darcy has been kind enough to translate as well, and I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. It's my privilege right now to come to you with a special family in Mexico as my friend Darcy Munoz-Sensores has shared with me about five-year-old Evans Enrique Sensores Gutierrez, and his mother, Bernice Gutierrez Castaneda, is on the line with us right now as we try to help their family. Welcome back to the show, Darcy and Bernice.
Thank you. Bienvenida, Berenice, de nuevo a un nuevo capítulo del show.
We want to continue on with our conversation about the appendicitis, and his appendix had ruptured and he had to have surgery. And I want to know, Darcy, as you continue to translate, thank you for that, what was going through your mind, Bernice, while you knew your little boy was getting sicker?
Ok, Berenice, vamos a hablar un poquito. ¿Qué estaba pasando por tu mente al saber que tu niño se estaba enfermando más y que no se estaba haciendo nada?
Pues, tengo que, como te comento al principio, pues yo pensé que los medicamentos que me habían recetado antes, pues le iban a hacer, ¿no? Y yo dije, no, pues va a mejorar mañana, pasado. Pero pues la situación no fue así, ya fue que pues yo lo vi mal, me puse mal también en el momento. Pero pues reaccionamos a tiempo de traerlo aquí para que no lo salvaran, porque si su apéndice ya se había reventado, tenía pus y sus intestinos ya no estaban trabajando para nada, estaban súper inflamados a punto de, ¿cómo se dice? Me dijo el doctor que a punto de reventar.
Okay, at first, you know, I left it up to the medication thinking it's going to work, it's just going to take some time. Then when I saw that my son was getting sicker, I knew I had to do something. In that moment, though, as a mom, it's hard. I struggled with it as well, but I reacted, I think, in a timely manner. I knew he needed further help. I brought him in. And yes, the surgeon said it's now it's needed. The appendix has ruptured. There's pus. The intestines are being blocked, and the intestines were about to rupture as well.
And let's talk about Evan's condition since surgery. What is the situation now after operation?
Okay, vamos a hablar de Evans y cómo está su recuperación evolucionando. Ahora, ¿cómo están sus síntomas desde que lo operaron?
Ah, mira, hoy pasó el cirujano y me dijo que ya está muy pronto a que le quiten la sonda nasogástrica que trae. Y pues va evolucionando muy bien. Ya le he escuchado que sus intestinos están trabajando un poco mejor.
Okay, so this morning the surgeon actually came by and gave us a decent report and letting us know that soon they will be able to remove the tube that he still has in his stomach, that he was able to listen to his intestines and that they are functioning now.
And what treatment and medications does Evans need as he recovers?
¿Qué tratamientos o medicamentos necesita Evans mientras está recuperando?
Ahorita le están aplicando lo que son antibióticos para desinflamar lo que son sus intestinos. La verdad es que aquí en el papel que me dieron no, nada más me habla de antibióticos analgésicos.
Okay.
Porque pues todo aquí lo incluye el paquete de la cirugía.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What they have told me so far and what I understand from this paper that they've given me is that they're still applying antibiotics to bring down the inflammation that was in his intestines, and this will be continued care.
And Darcy, you sent me documentation showing a surgical cost of 50,000 Mexican pesos along with more recent requests for medication. Can you have her explain the expenses that she's responsible for and what she's being asked to pay?
Berenice, yo le mandé a Mark unos documentos que tú me habías mandado del costo de los 50 mil pesos y lo de los medicamentos. ¿Me puedes explicar en la totalidad qué es tu responsabilidad pagar?
Pues en la totalidad son los 50 mil pesos del paquete quirúrgico, más aparte los gastos que me han ido saliendo, que por decir ayer lo llevaron a hacer una placa, medicamentos en los que uno salió alérgico, que los incluye el papel, el paquete, pero no ya esos que le pusieron ayer, empecé a pagar 1,500 diarios. Son dos medicamentos que le ponen al día.
Okay, so in the document that I sent with the 50,000 peso agreement, that is a package for the surgery. Unfortunately, my son ended up being allergic to the antibiotics that are included in that package, which is where the second prescription came from, where she is now paying 1,500 pesos daily because this medication is needed twice a day and it is not covered under the package anymore. So she is responsible for the 50,000 pesos for the surgery, along with now this medication that he's going to require while he's still in the hospital, the antibiotics.
Darcy, can you tell me in our terms, in dollar terms, what the value of that is, the pesos?
The 50,000 pesos is about $3,000. The 1,500 medication daily, we're looking at about $90. And then I'm sorry, I forgot to mention, she did mention the x-ray that he had yesterday. That is an additional cost. Any tests that they're going to be running on him in the remainder of the time that he is there, those will be additional costs that she is responsible for.
for those of us listening here in the United States, I would like for Bernice to help us understand how paying for medical treatment works where she is in Mexico and what her family personally has experienced during this emergency.
Berenice, ¿nos puedes explicar a nosotros que estamos en Estados Unidos un poquito de cómo es la paga allá en los costos médicos, cómo se hacen, cómo se realizan, cuándo se esperan ese tipo de información?
Ah, mira, aquí para ingresarlo, pues ahí me pidieron lo que es el 50% de lo que era la cirugía, pero pues yo no lo tenía, solo di 15,000 pesos. Y pues todo lo pago por ya sea por transferencia o con tarjeta en la terminal.
Okay, so even just to be admitted to the hospital, they wanted me to give a 50% down payment. I did not have that. I was only able to give 15,000 pesos. They allowed it, and now they are requesting the rest of it be due by the time he is released from the hospital. And this can be paid by bank transference or card.
What happens if you're unable to obtain the money needed for his continuing treatment and medication?
¿Qué pasa si no, tú no puedes dar los últimos pagos o no puedes pagar el cuido que le están dando?
No me entregarían al niño y se iría incrementando lo que es el costo porque pues por cada día, el paquete termina el día domingo. Después del día domingo, si el niño requiere quedarse otros 2-3 días, me van cobrando diariamente lo que es los extras.
Essentially, they won't give me my child, and the costs are going to be continuing to rise because every day that he's here is an additional cost. The surgery package includes up until Sunday, and after that, any additional day is going to be a further cost.
As we've mentioned, Evans is 5 years old, and he lives with autism. We have a lot of people listening who have experienced life with a child on the spectrum, but I would like to know what Evan's personality is like and what he enjoys, what makes him happy.
So, ¿nos puedes comentar un poquito de la personalidad de Evans? ¿Qué le gusta? ¿Qué lo hace feliz? ¿Qué lo motiva?
Ah, mira, pues voy a platicar un poco lo que es Evans. Evans es un niño muy inteligente. Le gusta dar mucho amor cuando, obviamente, ahorita no quiere nada de eso, pero cuando ha estado bien, pues le gusta dar mucho amor. Es un niño muy cariñoso. Le gusta relacionarse con las personas, a pesar de su autismo, pues no puede entablar una conversación con todas las personas, ¿no? Pero le gusta demostrar su amor, su cariño. Es un niño muy humilde.
So a little bit about Evans. He's a very happy child. He's also a very loving child. With his condition of autism, he can't necessarily always carry on a conversation with people, but he's really good about sharing that he's caring and he's loving. He's also a very humble child, and that's what I like about him.
How has living with autism affected his experience? We know that the medication, he had difficulty getting that down. That's not really possible with his situation, but the hospital, surgery, everything that's happened around him.
Con su condición de autismo, ¿cómo le ha afectado su experiencia ahorita que está en el hospital? Obviamente me comentaste que el medicamento sí no lo pudo pasar y así. ¿Qué más ha afectado su autismo en el hospital, la cirugía y su recuperación?
Ahorita en su recuperación, por decir, antier que me lo canalizaron 7 veces, le picaron para poderle encontrar la vena. Yo siento que es lo que más le ha dado como que miedo, porque de ahí la verdad es un niño muy, muy fuerte, lo admiro mucho.
So yesterday, unfortunately, they did have to stick him about 7 times because they weren't able to get a vein. And that is probably the part that has traumatized him the most, that he struggled with the most. But other than that, she says, I'm realizing that he's a very strong child and I admire him.
What would financial help from people listening right now allow for you to provide immediately?
La ayuda económica que te pudiera proporcionar la gente. ¿Qué significaría para ti y la relación que tienes con Evans ahorita? ¿Cómo les ayudaría?
No, pues sería una bendición de Dios, ¿no? Porque no todas las personas están dispuestas a ayudarte o apoyarte cuando se trata de salud. Hay algunas personas que simplemente están contigo en las fiestas, en las borracheras, y cuando de verdad las necesitas, nunca están. que yo, bueno, yo siempre he dicho, no, un apoyo siempre es una bendición de Dios.
It would be a real blessing from God. There's a lot of people who say that they're with you, but in the hard times that they're nowhere around. In parties, they are there. But I would say that it would be a real blessing if we could have any type of financial relief.
For someone hearing your voice right now who may be able to give only a small amount, what would you want that person to know about the small contribution and what it could mean to your family?
A las personas que te están escuchando ahorita, ¿qué es una cosa que tú quisieras que ellos supieran, aunque fuera una pequeña ayuda que pudieran dar? ¿Qué es algo que tú quieres decirles?
Pues principalmente pues les pediría su ayuda, ¿no? Por ahorita por el tema de mi hijo, dijeron en México, vergüenza es robar, que pedir, ¿no? Y les agradecería bastante que, bueno, aquí un peso, dos pesos para mí pues son muy, muy valiosos, ¿no? Todo cuenta, todo suma.
I would like them to know that even if it's one peso or two pesos, everything is help. That they say that it should be embarrassing to steal, but she says, I'm not embarrassed to ask for help for my child right now.
We want to know the best way for people in the United States and even beyond who are listening, how they can help Bernice. If you have everything that you can lay out, how people can contribute to get those funds to them in Mexico.
Berenice? Están preguntando la gente ahorita, ¿cómo es la manera más fácil que se te puede hacer llegar el dinero?
Pues podría ser a mi número de cuenta.
¿Y es Banamex, cierto?
Es Banamex.
Okay. Okay. Bernice had already posted on some social media a little flyer that she created where it has her card so you can directly deposit. Now, when it's coming from the United States, sometimes there's a delay or a problem. The way that I send money when I'm going to send to Mexico, I use World Remit, and then she would do like a cash pickup. But there is the option to try and deposit to her card as well. So either way, if I can facilitate at all in depositing funds, I'm here. So it's however people would like to help.
Some people listening right now may be a little overwhelmed with that process. They know about Cash App. They know about PayPal. They know about Zelle. They know about all the other places like Venmo. How can they do this?
To be honest, like I said, I deposit even through to the Bank of Mexico. I deposit through that app, World Remit. There's other ones like Zoom. There's Western Union. But you cannot just Zelle somebody money or Cash App to Mexico. It doesn't cross that way.
Okay, so World Remit is the app that people need to get on their phone. So that's the first step is World Remit. R-E-M-I-T is what I'm hearing. Could you walk us through the process when you got started with that so people understand how that's set up?
Sure. You will download the app. It will ask you to create a account. Basically, it's your name and your address, that type of thing, basic details. And then you will just select the button that says send money. It will ask you to which country. You will select Mexico. Then it asks you to which state. Then it is Veracruz. That is where Berenice is located. The thing about sending money to a person is you do need to have their contact details. So, Mark, I don't know if there's somewhere where I can post on your page or that you could share that would have her details. Unfortunately, it's not the easiest transfer. How do you suggest moving forward?
What I'll do is I will add it to the comments on the post, okay. And then I will direct people to go to that or include it in the post if it's not a link, because Facebook doesn't like links in posts, and I've learned that. They prefer for you to put it in the comments, but we will add that to the social media. We'll put that information there. So anybody listening right now, and if you have questions and you don't do social media, because I know some people don't, you can email me at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. I will send you the information through that as well.
Mark, the other option I was going to suggest, as I said, if I can facilitate, I send money weekly to Mexico. If anybody wants to Zelle me with a capture where I can, provide that as proof to Berenice, this was sent and I'm going to now transfer it to you since I already have a link to her, that is another option. if they're unable to use the app.
That would be outstanding. That's really what I'm looking for, because people already have established ways of being able to support.
Yes.
And this is navigating new waters, which can be difficult for some. And I understand that. And one of the things you might think about, Darcy, if you have a Cash App or you have other platforms, what they can do is put it in the notes that it's for Evans. And then you can just send that money however you send it. And that way they would be able to use the platforms they currently have. Could you do that?
Yes, sir. That'll be fine. I will definitely put them in the comment section once you post, I guess, with my Cash App, my Venmo, and my Zelle.
Excellent. Sounds like a great plan. So as we close out, Bernice, what would you like to say to the people listening who may never, ever get to meet you or Evans, but are willing to help support your little boy?
Ya para concluir, Berenice, ¿qué es una cosa que les quieres decir a la gente que a lo mejor nunca los van a conocer a ti ni a Evans, pero que están dispuestos a ayudarlos?
Pues antes que nada agradecerles, ¿no? Por cada aportación que me pudieran hacer. Y pues más que nada, pues Dios es el que nos recompensa las buenas obras.
Just thank you before, you know, just even thinking about helping us, and just a reminder that God is the one who repays in any good deed that we do.
Before we finish, I would like for you to share what it would mean to you to see people share this story, help a family that is far away from us, but to be a difference maker in their lives.
You know, I know the community that we're reaching out to, and I know that there are people who have hearts willing to help. So I would just be appreciative of anything, you know, that would help them, the difference that it would make in the lives of these people. You don't know the impact that would cause on them. It's truly here in the United States, we are incredibly blessed. And there's people all around the world who could really use us in it. This is a family. If, you know, if I'm speaking for somebody, this family, I'm nominating them for help because they deserve it.
And for Bernice, I want to thank you for trusting us with your story. After everything you've experienced with your own health, I can only imagine how difficult it has been to suddenly find yourself fighting for your little boy.
Berenice, nomás te quiero agradecer por confiarnos, platicar un poquito de tu historia. Después de todo lo que tú has pasado en tu propia historia, no me imagino lo difícil que la estás pasando ahora, tener que estar al cuidado de tu hijo también.
Pues yo igual le quiero agradecer pues por su atención y por la ayuda que me puedan dar. Sí, sé que se han sido momentos difíciles, tanto como los que yo he pasado, como los que está pasando mi hijo, y pues nada más que nada agradecerle a Dios que estamos aquí, estamos con vida, y pues las cosas materiales van y vienen, y pues gracias a ustedes por abrir su corazón, su espacio, y para los que me puedan apoyar, pues Diosito que se los multiplique.
Thank you for taking the opportunity to hear about our story. For those who will be able to contribute, may God bless you. And I'm just glad that I'm here, and I'm here. I'm being able to be here with my child. So for that, I'm just thankful for that opportunity as well.
And Darcy, thank you for refusing to look at this situation and say there was nothing that could be done. You reached out. That's a decision that is going to allow Evans and his mom help that they didn't have yesterday or even earlier today. So for those listening, this is one of those moments when geography doesn't have to determine whether we care about people. Evans is 5 years old. He lives with autism. He's been through emergency surgery, had his appendix rupture, and his mother, Bernice, is trying to make sure he has the medication and continued medical care that he needs while she's still recovering from her own breast cancer battle. So if you can help financially, we're going to share this information on the Mark White Show Facebook page. Again, if you want to reach out to me, themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com, you can reach out that way. And if you can't give, you can still share the story. That's something that we all can do. So somewhere in that share, there may be the person who's able to meet this need that you can't. So go ahead and do that. And thank you, Darcy and Bernice, for joining me on the Mark White Show today.
Gracias, Bere, por estar aquí hoy.
Muchas gracias a ustedes también, a ti, Darcy. Gracias por lo que haces.
Qué boca. De nada.
Como tú dices, tal vez no nos conocemos en persona, pero pues me conociste en los peores momentos. Sí, gracias, Lupe.
Thank you.
Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And we hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Some gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.